Welcome here to Superpowered Pop with DT and EB. We're proud to have in studio, sitting here on the phone line with us, is Bill Diamond. Bill Diamond is going to be at the CNY Pop Festival. Bill Diamond is a two-time Emmy Award winner, has worked on the Yes Network, and we appreciate everything that he has done there on the production side of things, as well as in the world of working with Jim Henson, with the Muppets, Fraggle Rock, as well as work on Little Shop of Horrors, Dark Crystal, among so many other projects. So with that being said, we're honored and privileged to have him here for the first time, Bill Diamond. Bill, how are you doing today?
Good. How you guys doing?
I'm doing very well. And Bill, to have you be a part of this festival, just bring me into this. What you're excited about, it's not your typical convention. We have sports. It's the unconventional convention. We have sports with Syracuse basketball and football, and then we also have TV and movie stars, production stars, voice actors, and whatnot. So what are you looking forward to with a different feel type of festival?
Well, that's great. I mean, it's nice that it's diverse, and that's what makes it exciting. So that, you know, and I'm in the industry that moves back and forth between sports, fantasy, horror movies, standard commercials. So I'm used to it. So it's kind of interesting being at a show that handles all that too.
And I was speaking on that, and I actually brought you up as an example with some of the interviews that we've done for the CNY Pop Festival, and the fact that, you know, you are the perfect definition of what we're trying to do, because you have function in this world, like you said, of going to sports and then going to fantasy and horror and different things, and being able to function within multiple worlds, and the worlds are colliding at CNY Pop Festival. So what do you think about the fact that, you know, our idea, kind of our motif, is really what you embody, because you're able to flow on both sides of the spectrum, so to speak?
Well, that's what's unique about it. I mean, it's great that you are handling, you know, the sports side, because a lot of other shows, they stay in what they call pop culture, but they don't really venture into the sports end outside of wrestling. So it's kind of neat that you are doing basketball and baseball and all the other things that people love to see. So it gives them a real meld of all the industries.
Speaking here with Bill Diamond. Bill, I want to look at your history here. We like to do backgrounds so that people truly know who they're shaking hands with, and they may know you for some things, but then have a deeper appreciation for other things during this conversation of your road. So bring me in from day one. You're a little kid. You're growing up. Set the stage for us. What made you kind of fall in love with the artistry that you've been so involved in? I mean, you get to tell a story in many different ways. So when you were a little kid, how were you telling stories? Did you have interest that kind of led to this? Bring me into that.
Well, it's kind of interesting. My kids never say to me that I've never grown up. So maybe that's the key. What is fun about it is I had always an interest in television, and my background has always been TV and film, creating reality or unreality, and that's what I liked even as a kid. So moving from stage to TV to theater to sports, I've always been able to give them an environment, and that's really what most people bring me in, whether it's building characters or puppets or bringing television backgrounds or theatrical backgrounds together, involving all these medias. That's really been the artistry of what I do. You know, having some great mentors when I was young. Of course, Jim Henson was a great inspiration, and being around him while he was creating his stuff, of course, set the stage for what I do now. What's going to be great is that when we come to your show, we give a chance to them to get to see all the characters that that Jim was involved with, that we've been involved with, all the way up to what we do now. So, and that's great from all levels, to little kids to adults. We've had that capability of moving through all those, and that's what's always been exciting. And still, I have all these new challenges to do that.
And when you have these new challenges, what do you challenge yourself with now? I mean, what is the here and now? Is there something you haven't done that you really want to work on? Are there characters that you've come up with, ideas that you have kind of churning in your brain that you want to flush out and create? What's the here and now for Bill Diamond?
Well, right now we're working on a series called Land of the Moonshins, which is actually something I started in the 80s, and I guess it wasn't the right time, even though we brought it out in live shows. It's nice to be able to bring those characters back and put them into the world of TV, which they'll get a chance to see at your show. We're in production this month with it. We're filming this month, but we'll bring some of the characters up there for the public to be able to see, and they can always check out the websites to see what we're doing. So it's always neat to see those things, plus bringing things alive on stage as well as TV.
And when you've been able to work on some of these projects, like you said, a mentor like Jim Henson, you had the opportunity to work with Jim Henson. What can you say about Jim, his legacy with you? What did he leave with you?
Well, I think he left with me was the fact that anything is possible. And if you can dream it, you can do it. And Jim was really great with all the artists, and he loved looking at people and their artistry and making things work in different worlds, bringing characters into the real world as well as fantasy worlds. And Jim was a great inspiration to many, many people, many puppeteers, many builders, many designers, people that worked on Dark Crystal and Fraggle Rock and all those different things. Jim was a way, as Walt Disney was, a way of getting people to be very creative and go beyond what they normally thought of. And that's what we like to do today, is try to continue that tradition in our own work.
And when you look at this, speaking here with Bill Diamond, who will be on site at the CNY Pop Festival, and this is, you know, a timeless opportunity for people to come back and listen to. So some of you may be listening to this after the festival, and we appreciate it. Hope that you came out and shook hands with Bill and spent some time with him and with all of the amazing characters. I have to ask you about Fraggle Rock, because I grew up where Fraggle Rock was my thing. My mom would be doing something in the kitchen, preparing dinner, whatever it may be. She'd go into the living room, she'd turn on Fraggle Rock, I'd sit in front of the TV just mesmerized. I thought that this was a thing that was a part of my childhood, but growing up, my friends and I, we didn't really talk about it. As I got older and in planning this show, people say, oh, who's going to be on there on the pop culture side? And I start naming off everything that we have, Flash, Power Rangers, to, you know, Gremlins, Star Wars, this, that, and the other thing. I land on Fraggle Rock, and people stop, their eyes open, their mouth opens, they either yell, they're like, yes, they're high-fiving each other, and it's a lot of women, a lot of women, and I'm like, you know, when I was growing up, if I knew that to get a girl, I just had to tell them, let's go watch Fraggle Rock, I mean, that would have been a lot easier for me. But looking at this, I mean, the phenomenon, so to speak, I knew Fraggle Rock was special, but what I've gotten from Central New York has been pretty exciting for me in a personal experience to see that there are these Fraggle Rock fans that were just genuinely enamored by it when they were kids and still love it to today. So I want to jump into Fraggle Rock and what you think about the fact that, you know, it really did make a deep bond with people.
Well, I being around it and being around that time when Jim and Michael Frith was designing it, was a great, great time. You know, I played a very small role in that world. There were many, many other people who did a lot more stuff than I did. But Michael Frith created the art and the look of Fraggle Rock. Jim, it was an inspiration. He wanted to show in a way that all worlds can work together. And the Fraggle world has like five different worlds, and showing how the balance of how each world works together. So if something happens in one world, how it affects another world. And that, I think that was so miles ahead of anything we see today. And I think that's what the inspiration, people didn't really even realize it when they were watching it. And just being around it and seeing what they were trying to do was incredible. I think people have appreciated over the years, and because it was the first family show on HBO at the time. HBO was new, and when it came out in April 1983, it was something that they had not seen. So I think that, you know, they had seen the Muppet World, of course, but this was something new and innovative, and I think that's what Jim was and Michael Frith Designs and the many other artists and talent that were involved with that show that made it last even today.
Bill, is there a certain project or something that you've done up to now? I mean, we can speak on Dark Crystal, we can speak on Little Shop of Horrors, The Muppets, Fraggle Rock, and so on and so forth. Is there one that sticks out? Is there a few that stick out? I mean, just what you could say about what you've done in your history, what the ones are that really maybe made a lasting impression on you, top of mind,
well,
so to speak.
Of course, when I was just starting the business, Jim was well into Dark Crystal and well into, you know, moving into Fraggle Rock. So, of course, that was definitely impressed me because Johnny Henson and I would see things that were going on at that time period, and it was just amazing. I think it catapulted all the other things we wound up doing. It did a lot more to us as well as it did to many other people as we moved further in the industry. With Little Shop, I've always been a very big part of it since 1983 because I actually performed the plant for the last 35 years, and I still do it today. Climb into it on different musicals, and it will be at your show, so people actually can sit inside the plant and get a chance to see how she is from the show. I mean, they always think of the movie, but this is the musical, so they'll get a chance to see that. And carrying that tradition into many other characters that we create now for all our other projects. And that's what is really probably inspiration of those early years that hurl us into these years now.
And when you look at that, before I let you go, speaking here with Bill Diamond, when you have all these different things that you're able to do, not just the different opportunities that you've had in your career, when we talk about Little Shop of Horrors and Dark Crystal and Muppets and Fraggle Rock and so on and so forth, but that you've been able to do different pieces of things, you know, when it comes to, like you said, you know, working in television production, puppet creation, animation, being able to bring these things to life. Do you have a favorite role that you take on? Do you, when it comes to either the creation or the animation of it all, or in TV production, is there one that was the main passion that others kind of branched off of, or are they all kind of equal in your opinion?
I think they're equal because I moved from designing. I got a great team that works and creative people that are building characters. I love performing them and bringing them to life on screen and also directing them and bringing them. And so I still like playing all those roles. And I love going in and seeing different projects, even if they don't have characters, how to make those things look really well and bring people in and entertain. And my job primarily is to put smiles on people's faces. And that's really what I do every day.
And you get to work, obviously, you're a two-time Emmy Award winner, and you've done production on the other side of things. You've worked in the sports world as well. Bring us into your two Emmys and just what you can say about your roles with having both of those, the importance of that. I know that you're good friends with Mark Dodson. I know that there's a lot of humbleness when it comes to how he speaks. And obviously, like you said, you know, you're trying to help other people and put smiles on people's faces. But if I can have you speak on, you know, two wonderful accolades, those two Emmys, just how you received them and the work you did behind, you know, those Emmys and just what it meant to you to, you know, even before the awards came in, what those roles meant to you.
Well, what's great is I work with a man named George Cuccillo, and George is a great lighting designer as well as a good friend I've known for 35 years. We've done many projects. So George brought me into the YES Network and wanted me to help him, you know, work on the lighting for that, which was nice. But then what they saw what I did, they wanted me to design elements for sets for the Nets and for the Yankees. So I was able to then add my expertise to a network that doesn't normally use that type of stuff. So when you know, my first Emmy was for lighting, which is great, and I've always been involved with lighting because you know, in television, no matter what you build, you're painting as an artist. I have a lot of drawings and illustrations that are there at the shows, but it's when you're doing television, you're painting with light. So I love those challenges as well. Also, being able to design scenery backgrounds for, you know, the sports teams, whether it's, you know, bricks or metal, or giving them a feeling that they're in a train station, or there are players, you know, someplace else that he normally wouldn't go. I've had the opportunity of doing that. And that is what I also get a chance to do for that network and many other networks. So I've done it for World Wrestling too. So I've enjoyed being able to take my art and moving them into these other industries.
And Bill, to bring it all together, I mean, you're going to be at the CNY Pop Festival with Felix Silla, who, you know, has been an Ewok in Star Wars, Tweaky and Buck Rogers, as well as, you know, so many different roles, Cousin It in the Addams Family, and then Mark Dodson, who has become a good friend of mine over the last 3 years, and Salacious Crumb, and all the, you know, Star Wars opportunities he's had with voicing these special pieces in the original trilogy, and then in the Force Awakens recently here to the Gremlins. I mean, I got to ask you to shamelessly plug Felix and Mark because...
Oh, I will. I mean, there's no question. They're good friends. I've known them for a very long time. I had built a replica of Salacious Crumb, which will be at your show. So Mark gets a chance to be next to his character. Also, Felix is phenomenal. He's a legend in himself. I mean, this guy, since the 60s, has played every iconic role, from Howard the Duck to Cousin It to Tweaky from Buck Rogers to Star Trek to Ewoks to many, many roles that people didn't even know he did. He's been a staple in the industry for the last 40 years. So having Felix, who's a great friend, and Mark, who is a great voiceover artist, I've had him do some voices for us for TV shows like Vincent Price and many other things. To be with these guys and call them my friends is just phenomenal. And I love sharing the stage with these guys because they are the best in the industry.
And you're going to be able to have that stage shared because the panel will be you, Felix, and Mark sitting down and speaking with me about your connection to one another and the roles that you play. So you will have the opportunity to share the stage at the CNY Pop Festival.
Well, that's phenomenal, and I hope everyone comes out because you've created an incredible show. I can't wait till we're there on Sunday, and coming up on Saturday, it will be great to see everyone. So I hope everyone comes out and sees all the great people that you're going to have at this show.
That coming from Bill Diamond, couldn't ask for anything better. Bill, as always, I appreciate it. I can't wait to spend some time with you, and I think on behalf of all of us children and big kids, we can thank you for being a part of our history, and we were spoiled as kids because of the work that people like yourself did. So thank you for everything you've done, and thank you for what you continue to do. We look forward to having the community get to thank you face-to-face when that happens at the CNY Pop Festival.
Well, it'll be great. I'll be looking forward to seeing all of you this weekend. Thanks for having me on the show, and thank you for letting me be part of your event.